Well, let's hope, Joe, that we can have better luck speaking with our next and final guest who's in studio.
Hello.
Mr. Stephen Amico, who is... Now, are you a member or are you the chair of the Hanson Holiday Festival?
I'm the chair right now.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
I was too sure. And big event coming up on December 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. And this is one of those things where you guys light a tree. I think Santa shows up. You light a fire somewhere in the corner. And
exactly. Fireworks. We have a very nice event planned this year. We have three of the local churches, the First Baptist Church, the First Congregational Church, and Calvary Baptist, who are going to be there in full swing with carolers. And I was just told that we have a quartet. I was talking to someone last night, and they said, well, you know, we were just wondering, the pastor was wondering where he wanted the quartet. And I said, well, what quartet? He said, oh, didn't they talk to you about it? And I said, no, but they can have a quartet. But
that's great.
More the merrier. We're going to have some of the local restaurants there with all of their, a bunch of the treats for people to have. The whole event is free. We do get support from the town. And then we do fundraise for the rest of it. As you can see, we have the buttons out. Kevin, yeah. I hit you up for a button.
I will say I've already promoted the button a couple of different times. Joe and I were talking about it a little bit.
We're doing a lot of button talk.
We need to get the buttons. We've only had 300 buttons this year. We're selling them at $5 a piece. Thanks to the Hanson Fire Fighters Union, they actually put them on the website as well, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Stitch in Time in Hanson also has the buttons for sale. Susan has been absolutely awesome. I can't say enough for the Hanson Police and the Hanson Fire Department for everything that they've done. And all of my time out on the thing, thank goodness I have three elves at home and one Santa's helper that is taking care of all my stuff. And I did tell them that I would say that they do love puppies. So, you know, if you want to get your kids something, Joe, a puppy is what you need to get them.
Stacy, if you're listening, that's another person that wants to get puppies.
Depends on what kind of a puppy.
Bring them home.
They're all small when they're puppies.
Love the puppies.
Hold on. Yeah, they're cute, but it depends on if they're a barker. Like, I got a beagle, and the dog barely...
I don't want to get Joe in trouble. So let's continue talking about that.
I do want to ask you because honestly, we've gone to the tree lighting almost every year, and it's a fantastic time. You guys do a great job with that. How long have you been on the committee? How long have you been involved in producing this?
This is the fourth year we're doing it. I've been involved from the beginning. This actually started off with an idea from a former selectman, Rich Flynn. Mm-hmm. And then Rich had some issues that he wasn't able to continue on with it. But myself, Chief Thompson, Bob Hayes, and Chief Mix all just continued on, and we were able to gather a bunch more people to come in and assist us. I will tell you, Robbie O'Brien and Charlie Barron's on the Hanson Fire Department, absolutely fantastic. They, what they do and how they do it, it's amazing. Right. Because, you know, they spend the time saving lives as well as, you know, helping with this event as well.
And you can tell a lot of care goes into this, and I've known you for a long time, and I think that this isn't something that you just do at the beginning of the year, or you're doing it as the holiday season comes around. You're talking about this year round, so you're always planning for this, and you're always putting in a lot of effort. Oh, it shows with the amount of work that you put into it and the product that you put out. I know you have 300 buttons. You're definitely selling through them pretty quick.
Yeah. What happens? Is there a second edition of these buttons?
No, there is no second edition. And this is it. 300 buttons.
Once they're gone, they're gone?
Once they're gone, they're gone. We have about 100 left. 200 are definitely gone.
How did you choose the design for the button? Well, because it looks...
That's unique.
Of course it is.
Again, Charlie Barron's from the Hanson Fire Department came up with an idea. And
A contest.
We brought it to the Hanson Middle School, and we had 12 entries. And out of those...
That's where all the best artists are, you know.
Absolutely. So we got the 12 entries, and all of the committee sat down, and we ranked the back of them
Okay.
You know, where we wanted to, you know, which ones we wanted to see. And it just so happened that Michael Molise from the Hanson Middle School was the winner. Michael's going to be our first Grand Marshal this year.
Great. Very cool.
He gets to spend the afternoon, should he decide to do so, with Santa, as Santa, because that's the same day that Santa on the fire truck goes to all the streets in Hanson. And there will be a Santa tracker. So keep your eyes out for a Santa tracker, because Santa will be able to be tracked all over Hanson.
And you're doing this with only the sale of 300 buttons? That's
pretty good. The fire department actually puts the Santa tracker on, and they track Santa all through the town. And when Santa is coming down into the town green, so that we can light the tree. So this year, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing Santa down. We're going to light the tree. Santa will be taking pictures with the kids, as they normally do. We'll have carolers all around from the local churches, which is absolutely fabulous that that they've really stepped up to the plate this year, even more than they've done in the past. The restaurants, we have 5 or 6 restaurants this year that have already committed to us. We'll have the bonfire over in the corner. We'll also have the, I believe it's the Whitman Ham Radio Club will be there also in the corner. So that they, you know, people who are interested in ham radio and things like that will be able to do that. Right. And that event will last from 5 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock, that's when all the lights will go off.
That's when the magic
happens.
And
we have our fireworks starting at 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
That's great.
It's explosive.
It's explosive. And again, we're speaking with Steve Amico, who is the chair of the Hanson Holiday Festival Committee.
Yes.
And again, you want to head on down there. It's going to be from 5 to 7 on December 17th. How important is it to have volunteers? Because you look these days, no matter what the community is, and communities struggle to get people to volunteer on municipal boards.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to have volunteers do something for a committee like this and for an event like this?
Well, it's very important. And, you know, we would never turn away anyone coming in who wanted to volunteer. Volunteers, they're awesome, and there's so much stuff that their ideas, some of the ideas that the churches had this year in posters and out at the stores that, you know, we hadn't done in years. Look at the poster that you have there in your hand.
Right.
I mean, they blew those up into large, big posters so that they could go into the stores so everyone would know. Mm. And a lot of that was done by Hanson Print, you know.
That's great.
And they donated a lot of what they do for us as well. So, I mean, it's a community thing. I think it's very important for all of us to give back to our community. You know, whether you're just a plain old resident or whether you are an official of some kind, I think it's very important that you give back to your community.
Yeah, and it really is a lot of fun. It's a great time. It really is. You can tell there's a lot of care that goes into this.
Yep.
And you really put a lot of time and effort into keeping people entertained and keeping people, you know, focused on this. And I think it's a great opportunity for the entire community to come together, like you were saying. I think it's just a great one night of a lot of fun.
Have you ever attended, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Joe's been there.
I've been there. And this is being held at, and folks who are tuned in going, well, where is it?
Yep.
Hanson Town Hall.
Yes.
Just want to make sure folks who are just tuning in. Yep.
Hanson Town Green. It's right next to the town hall. It's a matter of fact,
from the fire department.
WATD did their August zip
that's
tripping
right
there.
Yeah.
And it was August.
It was a South Shore Morning Tour.
Yes, okay.
The Morning Tour.
The Morning Tour.
Don't confuse us with that TV station.
We don't want to get confused with that. Yeah, sorry.
Mario will get upset. That is correct, yes.
But, yeah, that's where they had it. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun again this year. And we look forward to having more people this year than we did last year. And we had pretty close, Joe, you were there last year. We were pretty close to 700 people there last year.
Wow. Is that right? And
yeah.
I knew it was a lot of people,
yeah,
but that's
it was
that's
close
a lot
to 700 people
there.
Wow, but
that's
the Santa tracker.
I wouldn't doubt it. Doubt it for a second.
Yep. How many years have you been doing this?
This is the fourth year
that
we've been doing it. And we have this great group. I believe it's, I want to say it's Atlas Fireworks out of Maine. These two guys that come down and do it, they're absolutely lunatics, but they're fabulous. They give us a great show. If we were to buy this show in the summertime, it would probably be close to a $15,000 or a $16,000 show.
Now, what I've noticed is that even the food is fantastic. You said that you have five people that have already committed.
Five to six restaurants.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's almost like a mini Taste of Handsome.
It is.
Exactly.
But it's good food. It's really right. good food. Well, it's
And the most important thing of the whole thing, Joe, is that it's free.
Oh, my favorite four-letter word.
Right?
Free. You know, right. yes, do we ask for donations? We'd love to have donations, but it is free. Just want to give one little plug. I will be at the Hanson Indian Head School all Saturday. If anyone wants buttons, I will have them up there. I'm going to be in and out in the foyer by Memorial Hall and then down in the gymnasium because we have fourth grade basketball going on, and I'm a part of that for Old Colony basketball. So if anyone wants to buy buttons, they can come see me at Indian Head School in Hanson on this coming Saturday from 9:30. Until probably around 5:30.
So if you had a great Joe on his unofficial, being the unofficial co-host of Monday Night Talk for this week, what would you give him for a grade?
Joe's fabulous. I was listening on the way in here. Joe's done a great job. He has a way of articulating things that he says, and I think he's done a great job. I think you should hire him.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's a volunteer thing. Not hiring
him. Oh, I'm not getting paid.
But you hire him anyway.
No, you're getting paid. Oh. There's a bottle of water out in the refrigerator if you want
you
that.
You mean, that's okay. I'll
it's split. All right.
He told me he'd give me $500 to show up today. So I'll
that works.
With you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And your nose is growing at the
same time. Yes, it is. Wait a minute. That's the wrong holiday, right?
Well, I want to thank you, Steve, for coming in and talking a little bit about the Hanson Holiday Festival coming up on December 17th. Joe, he's right. You did a fantastic job.
I appreciate being here. I really do. Thank you so much. I think this was a great experience. Really was. Hope to be back soon.
Kevin, thank you very much for having me on to promote the Holiday Festival. It's something that's very important, and I hope to see you there, and I hope to see WATD there as well.
It's a very good possibility.
I know I'm going to be there, so thank you again for doing that. Appreciate
it. Keep that in mind. And if you've missed any of the show, it'll be up on podcast sometime during the week. Just check out the website, 959WATD.com. Well, that's all the show that we have for this evening. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening.